Today on Before You Buy, the best, worst monitor ever, power your iPhone forever, listen to your music forever, and store your stuff forever. You gotta watch Before You Buy forever.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Before You Buy is brought to you by Harry's. For guys who want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now, go to Harry's.com. Get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code Before You Buy when you check out. And by Prosper. Prosper is a peer-to-peer lending marketplace that connects people who are looking to borrow money with those who have money to lend. Visit prosper.com/twit and receive a $50 Visa gift card when you get a loan. Hello and welcome to Before You Buy. It's Twit's product review show where we take the gadgets and the gizmos that we get here at the Twit Brick House in Petaluma and we give it to members of the Twit staff. That's right, all the engineers, the hosts, the people who know best how to give you an honest review. I'm Father Robert Ballister, the digital Jesuit, and joining me is Mr. Mike Elgin, our news director. Now, Mike, you've had this for a good month. This is not an off-the-cuff review. This is something that you've been using on a day-in, day-out basis.
And I've been avoiding this review for a month. That's why
Whoa. You're jumping ahead of the review here. This, of course, is a Samsung, but it's a special Samsung.
That's right.
Because it's got a curved screen.
That's right. It's got the coveted curve and... best of all, the best thing about this curved display is it's cheaper than your average curved display. When you see a curved display, you start thinking dollar signs.
I'm thinking like that $10,000 one that Leo
bought.
Yeah. Which was nice.
I hope so. I hope it was nice at those prices. But this one is only $399. $399 for a curved display, and it's a 27-inch display. That is an amazing price. It's more expensive than a flat display that you can get of the same size, but it's cheaper than any other display that's curved at this size.
Now, I don't get it. What's the big draw to curved? Is it actually better, or is it just because it's curved, it's different than anything else?
In my opinion, it's not that much better for ordinary use. However, there is a use you can conceive of that makes the curve super awesome, and that is you buy three of them, and you put them side by side, and that curve becomes really, really sweet. Also, if you know you're going to be gaming at just the right distance, in just the right environment, it can be fine for gaming. That curve actually has a minor benefit. But if you step back a foot or move in a different way, the curve actually becomes a detriment.
Right. And this is just basic physics. This is a parabola. And so there's a focal point. There's a point on this. It's going to be actually quite far out, maybe about here, at which every pixel on the screen is equidistant to your eye.
And you have to keep in mind that if you're going to do gaming with more than one person, this becomes a problem. If you're going to be gaming by yourself, you know exactly what you're going to be doing. In other words, if you're already doing this and you want to just swap in this monitor for the one that you're using, that curve is great. It's actually kind of nice.
Yeah. Well, the other question I had about this is I have a 50-inch 4K screen that I use as a computer monitor.
Yeah.
And what I've noticed is it is so big, and I'm at a distance where the colors actually shift towards the edge of the screen because I'm getting it at a much different angle. That's what curve is supposed to solve for, yes.
And this has a vertical alignment technology, which is similar to IPS. And it gives you 178 degrees before the colors start to whack out.
On you. Okay.
And that's not bad. That's better than I would have expected.
Well, Brian, go to the forward-facing camera, the wide shot. Let's see. So you start to see color shift right about there.
Yeah, and that's
not bad.
In actual use, it's not an issue. It's not a problem.
Yeah, especially at this size. I mean, you're not dealing with a 50-inch screen. This is what? This is a 27?
27-inch screen, yeah. And it's got a 1920 by 1080 resolution, which is lower than you might think.
I would expect 4K for a modern 27-inch monitor.
Yes, and so, but again, this is the budget. This is the bottom of the line in terms of price for a curved display. So that's, you can't expect, in fact, it's, generally speaking, it's a no-frills monitor.
Well, I mean, it's strange to combine no-frills with a curved monitor.
Yeah. Yes.
You'd think you'd want all the frills before you add in the curve. Like, for example, the inputs look a little scarce here on the back.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot.
Exactly. It's got an HDMI, DisplayPort, and a VGA. That's it. No USB. And it's got, you know, audio ports, of course, 3.5 millimeter audio ports. So you're going to want, and by the way, you know, this is getting a little bit into the evaluative part, but you're going to want to use headphones because it's got 5-watt speakers in this thing, which don't sound good. In fact, you were doing your previous show and I accidentally blasted it. You probably could tell from across the room that it didn't sound very good.
I don't
think the mic picked
it up.
Okay, good.
Now, I did notice that it does have a VESA mount, even though the VESA mount here looks a little chintzy. It's
exactly.
It's basically just four holes in the back of the plastic.
That's right.
Which is good, because I'm noticing something here.
Yeah, and that's a big, big problem with this display. It's got a flimsy stand.
Ooh.
It's plasticky, and it's really, like, we can really get this thing going.
Oh,
and you know, it's a problem if you're going to be moving the desk at all. It sort of, you lose confidence in it because it's not really solid. So that is a problem with this. In fact, everybody that I've seen talking about this monitor, that's one of the first things they say that strikes them is that the stand is really flimsy.
Right. And you know, I always put my monitors in a stand because of the setup I use.
Exactly.
I have a multi-monitor setup. I would suspect that if you're going to get this because you're using it with two or three monitors, you'd also want to have it in a stand rather than just lying on your desk.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, there's another interesting feature about this that I think is really cool. It has a joystick on the back to control. So it's right here. So you reach around there and use a joystick. And at first, for the first like minute or so, you think, well, this is a little weird. But then you realize this is a superior interface for controls. If you have multiple buttons, you're always afraid you're going to push the wrong button.
That's right.
And then you're like, where am I? You're lost in the settings and so on. With this joystick control, once you get used to it, it's really great for doing all the settings. And so I really like that joystick a lot. It's really a great feature.
You're absolutely right. Normally, I'm reaching around the side of the monitor or the bottom of the monitor or just trying to find the buttons.
Yeah.
And then I'm trying to figure, okay, that's forward and back, that's select.
Right.
A joystick is kind of a no-brainer. You push it in to select, and then you navigate.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, so that's something they did right.
Yeah. And they did other things right as well. The screen is actually very bright. It pumps out a lot of light, which for some people is very, very good. And again, this is optimized for gaming, and there's no ghosting at all. You can't make this monitor ghost. So it's like...
What's the refresh?
60.
Oh, it's 60. Okay.
Yeah. And so it's really good in that sense. And again, the sort of uber benefit of this is that it's cheap. It's $399, and you could probably get a better price than that as well.
Yeah. So. And I mean, $399 is actually good for any 27-inch monitor, you know, regardless of the curve.
Yes.
So, yeah, it's definitely in budget territory.
Yeah.
Give me your pros and your cons.
Okay, well, those are the pros.
Those are the pros and cons.
Joystick is awesome, it's bright, no ghosting, and it's cheap for a curved display. The cons are that the image quality overall is not good. It's, generally speaking, pretty bad. If you're going to use this for anything other than gaming, it's just terrible. If you're going to just do email or something, it's too pixely and too bright and washed out. It just doesn't feel good for anything other than certain types of gaming. Again, it has a flimsy stand. You can't adjust this much. So the degree to which this thing will adjust is almost zilch.
When you adjust, it creaks. I don't know if you can pick that up on the mic, but that's not the sound I want to hear when I'm moving my expensive monitor.
Exactly. And that's the sound of plastic.
That's the sound of plastic.
And so it has no DVI connection, no USB. There's no fine-tuning for gamma. There's no fine-tuning for color temperature. So you're pretty much stuck with the options in the menu. You can't really go in there and really tune it.
Oh, wow.
And the sound is terrible. You don't even want to use these speakers at all for anything. It's just
that's
horrible.
It's a big list of cons.
It's a big list of cons. It absolutely is. Now, the only use that I can recommend this for is gaming, for people on a budget, and especially if you're going to put the three-monitor or the multi-monitor configuration. That can be really cool. I mean, that's expensive. You're going to start buying monitors by the gross. You want it to be a low price. And so, you know, for $1,200, you could have a really sweet setup. If you try to do multiple curved display monitors with another brand, it's going to set you way back.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still, the $399, it's at that price point where just a tiny bit more, you know, $50, $60, get you a really nice 27-inch monitor. Maybe not with the curve, but it'll have more inputs. It'll look better. It'll mount better. It'll feel better. I got to ask, buy, try, or don't buy?
Do not buy.
That's a don't buy.
Do not buy. And again, I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
The curve isn't worth it. Get a better quality display that's flat and wait until the curved displays are better quality at this price.
There you have it from Mike Elgin, our news director here at TWiT. You can find him every day, every morning, weekday at 10 o'clock a.m. if you want to find out what's going on in the tech world.
You're not
going
to find me on the weekends here.
Not on the weekends. No. Well, we're working on that.
Not in the morning anyway.
Yeah. And his advice is don't buy the Samsung, the LS27D. He says leave the curve for your really expensive big screens. I'm sorry to hear that. This was the first affordable gaming curved monitor we've had in the studio. I had high hopes for it.
So did I. And when it came in on the box, I thought, okay, this is going to be awesome. And it wasn't.
There you go. We'll have to try to get you another one. Hopefully we can get you a buy for a curved gaming monitor. But we don't have time for that because now we need to take a look at Interop. That's right. We took a chance to drop by the Synology booth at Interop and take a look at their DS414 Slim. I'm Father Robert Ballester, the digital Jesuit here at Interop 2015 in Las Vegas for Before You Buy, and we've got a first look. I'm standing with Franklin Hua, who's going to explain why your next NAS may be slim. Franklin, thank you very much for talking to me. Now, you released a product back in 2014. It completely passed my email box. I didn't hear about it, but I love it. Tell me about the 414 Slim.
All right, so let's take a look at the new DS414 Slim. So as you can see right here, the DS414 Slim, it's a 4-bay, 2.5-inch solution. So it uses 4 2.5-inch bays. You can use mechanicals or SSDs. We currently support up to 2 terabyte mechanicals right now in this guy. And it is a Synology NAS. It still has the same great functionality, Synology DSM. Retails under $400 US. But yes, it is a 4-bay solution. The fan only turns on when it needs to. So if you use a pure SSD environment, it is very, very quiet. It's silent.
I have been toting around 2 and 4-bay NASs when I really need to, like when I'm doing an off-site project. But the idea that I can carry something in my backpack, and Synology NASs are already pretty light, but something this small, this slim, with that much capacity and that much, redundancy, that makes it just really, really nice. How have these been selling?
These have been selling very good. I mean, we have a lot of customers who are interested in these, and there's some of them are interested in like home environments or also in business environments, even remote offices. Sometimes you get a project site, you go to one site, set it up, get your network going. All right, do your project. Okay, done. Close the site, move to the next site, put it back up, get everything going, close it, move on. We have a lot of customers that do use the 414 Slim for that specific application because if you do deploy pure SSDs, it's rugged. That's the key thing. It's like it's rugged. You don't have to worry about dropping it or shaking it like this. This will probably damage mechanical drives if I'm doing this. But with SSDs, pure SSDs environment, it's you don't have to worry about mechanical problems.
We are definitely going to want to get a 414 Slim on Before You Buy. But here's the funny part. That's not even my favorite bit about this first look, because inside of every Synology NAS is an operating system that is feature-packed. And I want to talk about one of those features, and that's the surveillance station. It's with every single Synology NAS that you ship today. What does it do?
So with Synology Surveillance Station, it basically turns your Synology NAS into a network video recorder. And I'm going to take a little demonstration right here. So this is what you normally see with Synology DSM, but I've already installed the Synology Surveillance Station app. So I'm going to tap right here, and I'm going to load Surveillance Station. And it's already loaded right here. So I'm going to jump into Surveillance Station, and then I'm going to turn on my live view. I got a camera right here, and this is the live view from that camera. Let me just give it loaded. And I can do tap around. So basically, with Synology Surveillance Station, it turns this into a network video recorder. Put this on your network, you have a network video recorder. So you can record. We're compatible over 3,000 different IP cameras from over 80 different brands. We have PTZ support. We have it where you can record high-definition cameras, standard def, up to 30 frames per second. We got it all. And also we have notifications built in. So if you turn on, let's say, motion recording, you can get an alert that someone has tripped a certain area of your door perimeter, and you can get the alert on your phone. We also have timeline management, so you can view up to multiple streams concurrently. You can track what has happened. How about we also have it where if I'm wearing a hat, and I'm walking around in the frame wearing a hat, you can set up Surveillance Station where start searching all the video indexes of all, where is this guy with this hat? And you can figure out how many times I've been in your building. So it's great for the home, great for businesses. If you want network video recording, we got it.
Okay, I was wrong. This is not just for Before You Buy. We're also going to have to show this on Know How, because I know there's been a lot of people asking about DVRs and this kind of capability. Well,
maybe you could just get it when you get your next NAS. Franklin, thank you so very much for talking to us. Now, if they want to find out more about Synology, where do they go?
So for any of our customers who want or are interested more about Synology products, please check out the website, Synology.com. That's www.synology.com. You can click on Surveillance Station or the Surveillance Station solution on top of the menu. You'll see everything I've talked about right here. If you're interested in the DS414 Slim, we got just click on the product link, click on DS414 Slim.
That's Synology DS414 Slim and Surveillance Station, and this has been your first look.
You know, the funny thing, Brian, is reminded me of two things. One, I always have to tell the people I interview to slow down because they get very excited and they speed up. The second thing is I always forget to tell them that I'm going to take this mic and I'm going to shove it straight into your face. And if you keep backing up, I'm going to keep pushing it forward.
You'll just keep following them across the floor. But right. Wasn't that like the first thing you did that day or something? So the guy was like really energetic about it.
Yeah. And afterwards he told me like I had six cups of coffee and like two Jolt Colas and a Red Bull. Like, yeah. Okay. Well, you know.
The experiment I would like to see is you do that same interview at the end of the conference and see how he, if his energy level is still there.
It would have been a 40-minute interview. It would just be like, yeah, it's fast. Oh, but seriously, I am a fan of Synology, and that 414 Slim really has me thinking. I want to fill it with SSDs. I want to see how fast it can be, because you have to remember with Synology, you're not just buying a NAS. And if you have SSDs, that's going to be a near-silent NAS that's nearly resistant to all damage. And it's also a portable data center, because you can run Docker on Synology's OS. It'll be an interesting experiment when it finally gets into the brick house to take a look. Now, Brian, when we come back, I want to take a look at a way to power your device forever and some headphones that you might want to be wearing for your next big reveal. But before that, let's talk about something that's near and dear to your heart. Brian, I see you're a little scruffy there.
Yeah, I've been holding out for a little while. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's almost about time to shave again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I've done that too. I don't grow out my facial hair nearly as quickly as you.
You can grow facial hair?
This is like a week.
I see. The neck beard, yeah.
But I remember when I first started shaving, it was just something I had to do because I don't look good with any facial hair. It's just not a me look. I can't pull it off. But it's a chore. And it's a chore because I didn't have the right tools. Now, we've got here on this show Harry's. Now, Harry's is a way to get a great shave with some great tools and some great resources at a fraction of the cost. Now, Brian, you've had the experience of having to go into a supermarket and ask someone to please unlock the vault, sir, so I can get my blades.
Yes,
out of
I
Fort
have.
Knox.
I already don't want to have to go into the superstore, place to get blades, and that just makes it worse. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, you don't have to do that with Harry's because they're going to deliver it to your home. What you get is this beautiful kit, a beautiful handle. You get this great shave because they make their own blades in their own factory. They get to cut it to their specifications, which means you can take care of your personal grooming the way it needs to be taken care of. Now, they're engineered for sharpness. They're shipped for free, and because they make their own stuff, they get to control the quality that you receive. Brian, I'm telling you, this is the way to shave because it's no longer a chore. It's an experience. I've been using Harry's for almost a year now, actually. I think since they first came on the network. It gives me a clean, close, comfortable shave. It makes me want to shave. It makes it feel good because now I do things like I use the proper cream I use after shave, and I actually smell good, which, you know, is kind of new for
That's
me.
That's a plus.
Yeah, yeah. Well, folks, if you want a clean, close shave, an experience of shaving, go to harrys.com and get $5 off your first purchase with the code before you buy. That's Harry's, HARRYS.com, and enter the code before you buy at checkout. And we thank Harry's for their support of Before You Buy. Now let's go ahead and jump straight back into the reviews. This time we gave Megan Maroney the Enerplex Surfer, I already like the name, solar case, and we asked her to make her devices go.
I am Megan Maroney from i5 for the iPhone and iOS Today and Tech News Tonight, and I am going to review the Enerplex Surfer. I got inspired this week by Elon Musk's announcement of the battery that can charge your house, connect your solar panels. I thought it was awesome. And the Enerplex Surfer does that for your phone, sort of. So this is the case. Here's the solar panel. And it's unless you spend all your time outside, you're going to have to sort of think about the solar panel part of this being an emergency power. What you really need to do is connect it to the micro USB here with the micro USB cable that comes with it. And mostly you can just charge that if you want to keep this on your phone and then keep it charged for the day. And once it's fully charged, then it will give you 2,700 milliamps of power, which is sort of doubling the power. But that's not through the solar panel. That's through the grid, the micro USB. So here's how it pops in and out of the case. It's pretty easy. It's that top slips off and then it connects here. It leaves room for your speakers, which is great. It doesn't leave room for your headphone jack, which is unfortunate. And you just turn it on and off. The red light means it's charging. It can charge by the sun and also a really bright light. There it turns on. And these blue lights show how much it charges. So it's $99, which isn't outlandish, but it's not cheap either. The pros are that you get to be a little bit off the grid and use the sun as your power. It's pretty. It takes most impacts, not all impacts, but, you know, and for a charging case, it's not that heavy and it's not that thick. The cons are that your headphone jack doesn't go all the way in there. You, I guess, need an adapter for that. Another con is that it's a little bit thicker than you might want your iPhone to be, maybe a little bit heavier. It's a little bit difficult to get to your volume buttons. It's not as easy as some cases that I've used. And the con, it's $99, which you might not want to spend. Other than that, I really like it. I've been using it for a few weeks, and it works for me and makes me feel good about myself and my care for the environment. And that is it. I am Megan Maroney. Thank you.
There we have it for the Enerplex Surfer Solar Case. Megan Maroney gives it a buy. That actually might be an interesting product to take out this summer if you're going to be going out in the great outdoors. I won't be doing that. I'll be staying inside, so I probably don't need it. But if you want protection and power, you may want to check it out. Of course, you can find Megan Maroney every weekday at 4 o'clock for Tech News Tonight. In fact, she'll be right after this program, right after Before You Buy, as well as for iOS Today and i5 for the iPhone. Make sure to find her here on the TWiT TV network. Now, we decided we wanted to have a truly refined experience of listening to music, so we gave our very own OMG Chad a set of the Marshall Major 2 headphones, and this is what he thought.
Hello, my name is Chad Johnson. I'm with TWiT and Before You Buy, and today I am reviewing the Marshall Major 2 headphones, the second in the line of Major headphones. These are on-the-ear headphones, so the cups will not go all the way around your ear. They'll rest on top of them, which gives you a little bit of sound isolation when listening to music. The construction is we have some leather on the top and the bottom here, some leather here on the cups, and then plastic on the outside of the cups. The cord has a microphone and a remote for your computer. There's a coiled bit, which is very stretchy, so that you can have kind of a long cable if you need to stretch it out, or a short one by default. And there is a 3.5 millimeter jack on the end, which has the extra pins for the microphone. Inside these headphones, there are some custom drivers made by Marshall, and it's a little bit bassy, some very punchy bass, and good mid-tones, and some good high tones as well. So these headphones are perfect for something like rock, but they may not have enough bass, enough punch for something like R&B. They come in three different colors. This is the black color. They also come in white and also in brown. Now, when I put these headphones on, they are a little bit tight. After a kind of extended period of listening to them, my ears did feel a little bit like they were getting squished. But they're actually a lot better than the previous Major headphones from what I've read in reviews. Another nice thing about this cable at the bottom is you can switch either from left or right, depending on where you plug it in on the bottom of the cup. These headphones also will fold up just like this. Now, they do not come with a carrying case or any sort of case at all, even though they do have a price tag of around $100. So let me get to the pros and cons of the Major 2s. On the pros, I like that I could do either left or right on the audio jack on the cup. I really liked the coiled cable and the phone mic and remote. On the cons, they were a little bit tight on my head, and also the cheap plastic, it makes these feel a tiny bit on the cheap side. The cost is MSRP of $119, but you can find them in a lot of places for around $100. So buy, try, don't buy for the Marshall Major 2s. I'm going to give these a try. Definitely go in, listen to them, see if the bass is right for you, see if the size of the cups and the tension on your head is right. Other than that, there wasn't a whole lot of cons, and I'd recommend them, but I want you to go try them to make sure that they fit you perfectly. My name is Chad Johnson. I'm with Twit, and before you buy, thanks so much for watching. Bye.
It's a buy for the Marshall 2 Major headphones, thanks to OMG Chad. Now, you can find Chad on the interwebs. Find him at patreon.com/omgchad and patreon.com/gizwiz. He's brought his show on the road. Please, if you like his content, if you like what he does, go and support him. Now, we will be moving on to a parting shot. Actually, this is going to be more of a parting first look shot. But before we do that, I want to thank the second sponsor of this episode of Before You Buy. Hey, Brian, let me ask you something. Have you ever had to borrow money?
I have, for buy my first car.
How'd you do that, Brian?
I went to a bank, and they fortunately my dad was there with me, and it took all day, and I was able to buy my first car after that. But it was a pretty big ordeal.
Yeah, I don't really like doing that. You know, some of the things that just struck me when I had to do a loan, when I was running my own business, at one point we had plenty of contracts, but we kind of needed a bridge loan to fulfill the contracts to get paid, and then everything would be good. But I remember trying to explain to someone who I thought really didn't care about all the numbers that I was giving him. And I was like, wait a minute, there's got to be a better way to do this. I mean, Brian, have you ever borrowed from family? Because that's fun.
Or maybe I have. I haven't enjoyed it at all. Yeah.
Well, let's face it. There's just not a lot of really good ways to borrow money these days. Yes, you could borrow from friends. You could borrow from family. You can go to the bank and deal with that rigmarole. But no, that's not how I'm going to do it. The way I'm going to do it is the way that we've developed into crowdsourced lending. And that's Prosper. Now, what is Prosper? It's a brand new way to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. Now, that's just because it allows you to pay off high-rate credit cards, fix up your house, maybe even put you into business that you're going to want to take a look at them. But it's more than that. It's more than just about getting money. It's how you get it. Because Prosper puts people who have money to lend in touch with people who need that money. A Prosper's online marketplace connects those people so that they can invest in you, or maybe you can invest in somebody else. Don't rack up more debt on your credit card. Pay them off with Prosper. Do that project in the home that you've always wanted to do. Maybe put yourself into that business so that you can work for yourself, that lifelong dream. To check your low rate instantly without affecting your good credit, go to prosper.com/twit. That's prosper.com/twit. Now and for a limited time, Prosper is offering Twit viewers a $50 Visa gift card with your low-interest loan. You can get up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card. Go to prosper.com/twit. That's prosper.com/twit for this special offer just for our viewers. And we thank Prosper for their support of Before You Buy. Now is a time where I get to look at some gadgets that maybe don't need their own full review, or maybe we just want to take a first look at them to see if they're worth reviewing here on the show. In a few weeks, I'm going to be taking a trip. It's not vacation. I'm actually going to be working, but I'm going to be driving across the United States, and then I have to go. I'm being forced to go to Hawaii to do a wedding. I know, it's the, you know, I'm in the mine. I'm a worker there. But
I needed power. And so I called up some of my friends, the people that I met over at CES at Ventec, and I asked them, what do you have that I could take with me on the road that you think will actually last through my travels, that will power my devices, that you think will make a believer out of me? And they sent this. Brian, go and go to the overhead. This is a nice assortment of what they suggested for my travels. Now, we're starting with of course, the basic wall plug. This is the Ventev Wallport Q1200. Now, this is 2.1 amps of output. It's got a no tangle cable, which is one of the things that I really liked for Ventev. You could buy one of those cheap cables or maybe get those micro USB cables that you find a dollar a dozen. They're okay, but you never know exactly how safe they are. You never know how much power they push through. In fact, have you ever started charging your device on a new charger and you realize it charges so much slower? It's probably not the charger. It's probably a really cheap cable. And Ventev makes sure that you get these no tangles. Now, there's also this, the Ventev Dashboard Q1200. This is for my drive. This, again, will output 5, 9, or 12 volts up to 2.1 amps, which means I'm going to be able to charge my phone, my tablet, all my USB devices. But then the real big part of this is both of these devices will charge these. Let's see if I can get them. These are power banks. This is the PowerCell 3015. It's sort of a standard battery. It's got one charge, one port for charging it. It's got one port for taking power out. I can get up to 1.5 amps of output. So it's good for phones, not great for tablets. It's about 3,000 milliamp hours. But the big one, this is the one that I'm going to be holding with me. This is the Ventev PowerCell 6000 Plus. This is a battery and a wall charger. So you don't have to carry an extra device. You can just carry this one little device. It's 6,000 milliamp hours. One port will deliver 1 amp of USB power. The other, 2.1 amps of USB power. Now, what I like about this is I'm going to be able to take this on the road. And I told them, look, I'm going to torture them. I'm going to use this like I would any other gear. I'm going to throw it into my bag. It's going to get scuffed up with all my other gear. It's going to make it across the Pacific Ocean. I'm probably going to lose some of this before I finish the review. But I want to see how it actually survives summer travel. Now, the wall port, this thing, sells for about $33, $34. The little car charger goes for about $27. The PowerCell 3015 goes for about $35. And the wall charger, the 6,000 milliamp hour battery, goes for about $67. So it's comparable in price to other products that you're going to find. I do want to see, though, if it's going to survive my first look. Well, folks, that's it. I'm sorry, that's all the time we have for this episode of Before You Buy. I want to thank all the reviewers, especially to Mike Elgin, who came in studio to give us that nice look at the Samsung curved monitor, to Megan Maroney, who took a look at a solar power pack for iPhones, and of course to OMG Chad for giving us a look at some Marshall headphones. Don't forget that you can find all of our episodes at twit.tv/BYB. That's right. If you go there, you can find all of our back episodes, and you'll also find a way to subscribe to our shows. If you want it automatically in your device of choice, your laptop, your desktop, your Mac, your Windows box, your Android, your iOS device, we give you easy links so that you can subscribe. Also, don't forget that we do this show live every Friday at normally about 2 o'clock p.m. Pacific time. We normally don't make that, but we're gonna try to. We're going to try to get closer and closer to that. And as long as you're watching us live at live.twit.tv, why not jump into our chat room at irc.twit.tv. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible, to Carson, my super producer, to Lisa and to Leo for letting us do it, and of course, my TD, Brian. Brian, could you please tell the folks where they can find you on the Twit TV network?
Well, we do on Thursdays, me and you do Know How. We have a lot of fun with that, and then Maker Faire is this weekend, so we're going to get some segments with that, right, for Know How? Maybe?
I can't tell you that because that's
secret,
that's
super secret. Secret.
That's super and secret sauce.
You can also find me tomorrow. Actually, is going to be the new Screensavers episode 3. So you're going to be on that too,
actually,
right?
Yeah, I should probably tell people that tomorrow at 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, I will be the third guest for the new Screensavers, and I can't possibly see us talking about quadcopters.
That doesn't really come up very often.
No, I'm not a big fan of quadcopters. So yeah, that's that. Until next time, I'm Father Robert Ballas here, and remember, you've got to watch before you buy.